Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pico's Corner.
Please prepare for a TNT explosion.
Welcome to TNT Corner. Woo! I'm excited about this show. Welcome to March 24th edition of Tico's Corner. This is a very hot topic that has been very, how can I say it, have hit a couple people nerves, have had a lot of opinions on it. I've had negative feedback, I've had positive feedback. Basically, is how we have we forgotten the B in LGBTQ. This is part three that has stemmed off from part two. That was a very heated discussion. Tonight, I will have Kelly Prime, April Winnington, and Dr. Mika Ray. Folks, call in at 646-595-2939. Press 1 to get in the queue if you have any comments, concerns, or want to just talk about real-life experiences that have actually happened to you. Make sure you press 1 in order to get in the queue. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my co-host, KB. KB?
Yeah. So on, everybody.
That's KB, folks. And that's a B, as in boy. Okay.
Don't start.
All right, so I'm just gonna give you guys a little bit of background of Mika Ray, Dr. Mika Ray, and also April Winnington, and most of you guys that are part of the Back to Us Radio Network that follow us on Facebook, Twitter, know who Kelly Prime is. She has an awesome show that airs on Saturday, Soul for Fitness. So go to our Facebook page at Back to Us Radio Network, Back to Us Radio Network.com or Back to Us Radio on Facebook and follow her. She has some very good inspirational things that can help you enlighten your life, clear out negative energy, so forth and so on. So look her up on Facebook. That's Kelly Prime, KellyPrime. All right. So Mika Ray. Mika Ray has a degree in professional counseling. She has a bachelor's in sociology, and also she has a certificate in life coaching. She specializes in LGBT relationships and dating. She is also an intimacy coach for couples or individuals who's having experiencing some sexual blocks. She is the founder and owner of Intimate Counseling LLC based in Atlanta, Georgia. If you guys want to find Mika Ray on Facebook, it's M-E-K-A-R-E-A, or you can go to MikaRay.com. My next guest is April Winnington. She's an author, motivation speaker, and creator of Distinguished Masculinity, a movement that I support very dearly. This is one of my big brothers that I truly look up to. I respect her vision and support her 100%. The highlights of masculinity women in a positive way. April basically is the type of individual that uses her voice to uplift positivity for people that's, you know, been overlooked in situations. She's on a mission to create change and a direct approach with individuals. You can visit April's website or become a part of her movement of distinguished masculinity at www.adwhittington.com. Basically, it's her first two initials, AD, well, first initial A, then D, then Winnington.com. So that's adwinnington.com. You can also find her book, It's My Fault, available on Kindle for $4.99 or paper book for $15. All right, so now I've gotten that all out the way. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. All right. So, Mika, thank you for taking the time to come out and be a part of the show in April. Thank you. And Kelly, also thank you. And Mika, we got a couple callers that's hanging in queue, and April, we have a couple callers as well. And I just, at this time, want to take the time and just basically devote my questions to April and probably Kelly. Now, my first question, well, Kelly, can you introduce yourself so people will know what your sexual orientation is and how you became a part of this topic?
I am Kelly Lynn Prime of Fitness for the Soul, and I identify as a bisexual female. I am in a monogamous relationship with another female, and I still have interest in being with men from time to time.
Okay. And April, can you give the audience your sexual orientation, please?
My name is April Whittington, and I am a masculine-identified woman. I'm very, very masculine in nature, from my mannerisms to my dress, and I am fully gay.
Okay. Mika Ray, can you please give the audience your sexual orientation, please?
Oh, I didn't know I was disclosing that.
Okay, you don't have to. If you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to.
Yeah, well, normally I don't share my sexual identity, but it is pretty out there. I am lesbian identified, and I just wanted to make a quick correction, if you don't mind. It's R-A-E for my name, Mika Ray, R-A-E, and I'm not quite a doctor yet. I'm working on that. So I have a master's in professional counseling, and I'm a national certified counselor. So I just wanted to say that.
Damn.
And get that out there. But that's it.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry I had your name wrong. I apologize. All right, so.
Tico do that a lot, though, Miss Mika. Don't worry about it.
KB is actually KP sometimes, you know. I do it all the time. I get the last letters mixed up. Okay, so a couple questions that I have for April and Kelly. Well, Kelly, you do identify as bisexual. So how do you feel about bisexuality? And this question is for April and Kelly.
How do I feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel great about it. I mean, it's part of my identity. So, you know, I embrace it, and I think that I don't even know where to begin with this, really. It's such a broad topic that elicits so many emotions from people, but I'm proud of who I am, and I like what I like. So for me to deny certain parts of me would not be me being true to who I am. So identifying as bisexual means that I am identifying and being true to what my desires are.
Okay. And April?
The way I feel about the B and LGBTQ is that they're all a part, we're all are one. I just think that it should only be used to identify, just so people are aware of what's going on. But I just think it's very normal because you can't really tell people what they're allowed to like, who, you know, who they're allowed to love. So I definitely agree with people being free to be who they are. They just need to make sure they're being honest. And that goes for any level of connection with another human being is don't lie. Other than that, everyone's consenting adults. I just think that it's fair for everyone to be who they need to be.
Hey, Kelly, quick question. How do you feel about how the rest of the, you know, the LGBT community is looking at bisexuals as a whole?
I think there's a lot of discrimination and a lot of judgment. I would say that the B and the T are the most widely misunderstood letters of the acronym. But I totally agree with what April was saying about being honest. I feel like a lot of the judgment from the community comes from people who are not honest about who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. Well, let me ask you this.
So how do you feel that some of the change has to be made for the opinion of others to kind of look at it differently? Or, like, what do you think should be done to kind of start that progress?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
What do I feel needs to be done? You know, I feel like honesty needs to be promoted, and I feel like along with honesty, I feel like less judgment needs to be placed upon other people. And, you know, I'm a believer of if we're all worrying about ourselves and not worrying about other people, then we'd all be a little further ahead. So less judgment of me and people like me and more honesty from people who are like me.
Say that again.
I said, April, how do you feel in response to what she just said?
It's a necessity to communicate, no matter what type of relationship you're in. And I guess I just don't look at this as a distinct difference because everyone's still a human being. And that may sound strange because I am a very aggressive female, but that's what my life is. And no one can tell me how to be me or who to love. And I think it's just a matter of society as a whole learning to be more honest, because there are a lot of emotions that get involved. Because whether you're bisexual, lesbian, gay, you still have emotions, and it's people that are involved. So that's really the only request I have for anybody who's trying to date someone else, is to just make sure you're thoroughly honest and not just to your convenience or what's comfortable. Give people the choice. You know, don't take away their freedom to know exactly what they're getting involved with. Otherwise, you're allowing them to date what's not real, and then it's not love anyway.
No, I totally agree. Get April a collection plate.
It's really now, Mika, from your experience on counseling and giving therapy, what are some of the things or barriers that you have encountered, as far as maybe having to give therapy to a lesbian? One of the partners being a lesbian and one partner being bisexual. Have you had any kind of conflict or anything that you had to experience by maybe giving therapy to a couple that one is bisexual and one is actually living their life as a lesbian?
Well, at this point in time, I haven't had that experience. However, I don't feel like it should be an issue. When I work with couples, I always promote authenticity, just like you all were speaking of earlier about being honest in the beginning. And it goes all the way back to what I always say is learning to date someone so that you can really get to know who that person is and what it is that they like and want and need in their life to be fulfilled. I'm one that do not believe in a person who is bisexual, oh, they're going to be, they're bisexual and they want to sleep with a man and a woman at the same time. I don't necessarily believe that. I feel like once you have decided to be in a monogamous relationship with whoever, at that point, it should be monogamous, unless you all have the discussion about bringing in the opposite sex. Or,
okay.
Or in the case of, you know, a man married to a woman who's bringing in the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
And until you have that discussion with the person, then you're going to always have an issue in the relationship because you start building up resentment against your partner because you haven't told them what it is that you really want and you haven't been honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my girlfriend knew from, you know, our first discussion that I'm bisexual and I'm bisexual, you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't going to change just because I was with her. She identifies as a lesbian, and it's not an issue because I have been open about it from the very beginning, and you know, if I have feelings like I want to be with a man or talk to a man or whatever, I'm gonna let her know and I'm gonna talk to her about it, you know, through the whole process. I'm not gonna keep secrets from her.
Okay, but this question goes back to you. Do you feel, you know, just from giving, just being a psych major like I am, and I hear a lot of this discussion go on quite a lot, you know, about how a lot of people look at bisexuals as being greedy. They feel like they want their cake and eat it too. I've heard it's a lack of something missing in their lives, so they're trying to compensate it by, you know, having a man and a woman. Do you think that bisexuality has now become treated like a third, bisexual people have been treated like a third class citizen?
I don't know necessarily if they're being treated like a third class citizen, but I do see that, and that's pretty extreme, but I do see that... in the gay community as a whole, we have not learned how to embrace sexuality because we felt like, you know, you're either lesbian or you're straight. But I, as a sociology major and counseling major, I feel like sexuality is on a continuum. So you may be, you know, there are heterosexual women who have found themselves attracted to a woman, and it's just that one person, and that's it. And then they may have had a great relationship with that person. The relationship probably has ended, and now they're with a man, but they still identify as heterosexual. So I feel like it's on that continuum. We are always on that continuum in life. It's not the actual sex that I feel that a lot of people are attracted to. It's the person, and whether that person comes in a male form or a female form, that's who you are attracted to. That's who you want to be with, and that's who you bond it with.
I'm sorry, just real quick. I think my issue was more in what I've seen in like some of the young community over the last, I want to say, 5 to 10 years. And what I've seen is that, yeah, Kelly, she keeps repeating that she's been honest from day one. And majority of the people that are in this community that are running across or that have these negative opinions, it's because they're coming across the big majority of people that aren't being honest. And you don't really find out until after something has occurred. And then once that happens, then it's like, okay, wait, but I thought you were a lesbian. Oh, but I never told you exactly what I was because that never was. It was like because I was with the woman, it was kind of just understood. So I think my question more is how do we, you know, kind of get across to those people that are sitting here listening and saying, okay, yeah, we're talking about the positive side of the people that are being honest, but what about the majority of those people that aren't being honest, and what happens when those people have to deal with the backlash, with being surprised with it later on.
Mm-hmm. I think the issue is we've made it taboo. We don't talk about it enough. First off, we don't even talk about sex enough, but we definitely do not talk about being attracted to, like, a female being attracted to a lesbian and a man. You know, we don't talk about it enough to make it an issue. When it's not an issue, who cares who they are attracted to? As long as you are being faithful in your relationship, or however you have defined your relationship to be. If you want, if there are heterosexual couples out there who swing, and they're swinging with a male and a female, and the female is sleeping with the female, but they consider themselves a heterosexual couple. And
that's deep.
It's just being, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just saying that's deep.
No, I just think, yeah, I think it's about educating yourself and know that there are many types of sex out there in this world, many types of relationships out there. But we have all succumbed to the norm of society, which is the first off, it's a heterosexual relationship. And then, okay, I can kind of open my mind and say there is a male-on-male relationship and then there's a female-on-female relationship. But then we forget about the people who are polyamorous, you know, and they have multiple partners in one relationship. And the swingers. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just about to say that there's even a difference in the types of relationships. I have been involved with the polyamorous community, and I have, you know, the majority of my relationships have been men in my life, and I'm enjoying my relationship with my girlfriend right now. So, you know, it kind of just flows, you know. I guess that's the best way that I can put it. But and when I was with my my last boyfriend, I did not engage with women when I was with him, because for him it was the idea of, ooh, my girlfriend's bisexual, she's gonna bring another woman in and we're gonna have a threesome, and that I never wanted that. So I never engaged with other women when the two of us were together.
Wow. Well, I have a caller that is actually online that's in queue. Her name is Sheree, and she has not a question, but she has a comment on what she's heard so far. Sheree, welcome to Tico's Corner. Thank you for calling in, and you're on air.
Thank you so much, Tico. I'm really, first I want to say I'm really excited that this conversation and this series has continued. I was honored to be one of the ones that participated in the first one and have made comments. My statement concerning this subject, as far as the B being forgotten, my opinion, this is strictly my opinion, but a lot of times I think that there is such a broad spectrum or idea of what bisexuality is. For me, when I say I am a bisexual female, it means that I can be attracted to either male or female. I'm attracted to a person, not a gender. And you'll hear people say, well, you finally, whenever you get into a relationship, it means you've picked a side. No, I picked a person. Now, as a bisexual, I still, my choice, my personal choice is if I'm in a relationship with someone, I'm only in a relationship with that particular person. I do not choose or do not desire to have a relationship with anyone else outside of, and for me, I don't think that really dictates being bisexual, with all due respect. Now, if that's what you choose to do, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. That's part of the fluidity of being an individual. However, I think bisexuality, really, if we say lesbian is a woman who is attracted to another woman and women only, or gay is man who is attracted to males and males only, then bisexual would be able to be attracted to either, but not necessarily want to participate in other relationships. And I think that's part of the misconception. A lot of times when I go ahead and divulge that information, and I do that early off because I am very proud of who I am. A lot of people will shy away because they have a misunderstanding, or they make the assumption that, oh, okay, so you're going to have another relationship with someone else while I'm with you, or that's what I choose to do just because I say I'm bisexual, and that's not the case. So I think the definition of bisexual is totally skewed in the minds of many people.
Wow.
That's a great
question. Yeah, that was a wow. You cleared that up a lot of listeners, and I think it has been something, you know, I'm a little bit older. I'm 37. So as I was coming up, you know, 17, 18, I've always been very open-minded. I'm a very open-minded person. I don't judge people. However they live their life, whatever makes them happy, you only live once. But my friends that was around me that's, you know, gay, lesbian, or gay males, they tend to always look at being bisexual in a negative manner, as if it was a plague, as if it was a disease, you know. And I just feel like that's discrimination within our community. Whatever a person choose to do and how they live their life, that is what they should be able to do without being judged. It's already a judgment within society, just being in a community within itself. Do anybody have any questions for Shereen? Do you have any questions for any of the panel, Shereen, at this time?
I would say, and this is Sheree again, I would say to this, and I apologize, I didn't catch all of the names, but the young lady who said she was a bi female in a relationship with a girlfriend but sometimes has the desire to be with men. Like I said, I have no judgment and no problem with that, but do you feel like more that you're a bi female who also is in an open relationship?
Yeah, I define an open relationship as being completely transparent and honest with my partner. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with having other partners, but my relationship is open because we are open and honest with our desires and what's going on in the relationship.
So you're meaning open up. Open within your relationship, but not open to outside partners, because you're defining it differently from, I think, the way she asked the question.
We are open to having other partners.
Oh, okay.
It's not something that we are acting upon right now, but it's definitely something that we have talked about, and right now we have decided mutually that we don't have other partners. That doesn't mean that we couldn't have other partners in the future. And just because I am bi, I would never say to her that if she desired to be with another woman, that she couldn't be with another woman.
Well, I'm just happy, just from a therapist's point of view, to hear that it's something that you all have discussed and you have clear parameters around that. I find that a lot of relationships that I've counseled, they don't have those parameters. And then it ends up as cheating. And they're going outside the relationship without talking about it. But I always say, if you want to have an open relationship, if you're going to bring other people in the relationship, make sure you have clearly defined parameters, rules, and knowing when it's time to stop.
Well, I think Mika, a lot of that comes from this Tico. A lot of that comes from touching back on the subject of what April said earlier and what you said, and Kelly has also scratched the surface of this, of being honest in the forefront. You know, a lot of cheating and infidelity happen in relationships because when people meet, they send their representative first and foremost. They do not tell the person that they're dating straight up their sexual orientation, the stuff that they like sexually. If you put that right then and there on the table, a lot of the drama that happens and the infidelity that occur in relationships will not happen. And that's just my opinion on it. You know, you want to... twink from the chandelier with a banana in your mouth, you need to tell them, girl, I like to twink from a chandelier with a banana in my mouth. This is what I like to do. Don't say
that
on months down the line.
I think that's a very good point. And that's something that I always tell people when they're dating. I think in the LGBT community, we have lost the dating foundation. And it's just we're going to meet and we like each other and then we sleep together and then we're in a relationship and we're broken up. But
right.
If you're dating someone, you take the time to get to know that individual and then you do get a chance to get past that because I don't necessarily think that we all show up representative, but we always try to be on our best behavior when we meet someone. But the more you get to know them, the more comfortable you become with that person and the more your walls come down and more things that you do, you know, reveal to that person. And that is why dating is so important.
But Dr. Mika,
yes,
so what do you suggest that people do when they get to that stage where they've been communicating for a good long while, you know, they like each other, but and the only next step is for things to get sexual. So what do you advise for them to do before things get sexual? Because we all know in the real world, even though that's what they're supposed to do, they're not going to do it unless we can get them an alternative. And bingo is not it.
Right. Well, my thing is just always, I say 6 months, no sex, but
huh?
I also say, I say 6 months, no sex.
Let me mute my side first, Dr. Mika, sorry.
But I'm serious. I say that, but I know that it's not always a reality. So my thing is this, if it happens naturally, let it happen because it's just happening. It's not something that plant forced or whatever. It's a natural occurrence. It's a natural level in the relationship that you have moved on sexually with that person.
It always feels natural to me though, Dr. Mika. That's what I'm saying. We gonna probably have to talk about this on another.
Yeah,
I probably need a session.
Real, because this all feels natural to you.
I'm just saying.
That's
scary. We're gonna have a private session, but we gonna get back to the conversation. I'm sorry, Tico.
This is Cherie. I would like to say something that she, that Dr. Mika said. Now, I totally, and this is, again, is just my personal choice, I do wait. And I think the further you are in your maturation process as a person, you tend to change your style of dating and how you make a foundation for your relationships. I'm 41, and so I do things differently now. So I don't engage in an intimate or sexual relationship for at least 4 or 5 months because that's what I'm comfortable with. And most of the people that I am dating or have dated have been comfortable with that as well. I will say this, though.
Okay.
When I tell someone that I'm a bisexual, I feel like I'm objectified because the first thing they identify when I say bisexual is my sexual habits or what they think I do. They don't think about me as a person. And I don't think that's the same as when you say I'm a lesbian. They don't start thinking about what the two women are doing in the bedroom.
I agree with that.
It's the same thing across the board. I think a lot of people in the LGBT community are kind of judged by their sexual preference. It's well, what are y'all doing in the bedroom? How are y'all having sex? And all this kind of stuff, depending on who you're talking to. But I do understand your point of you know, feeling judged when you meet a lesbian woman or even especially a male. I do understand your point when it comes to that because I do feel that in the lesbian world, there is a big divide between lesbian women and bisexual women.
Well, that comes from a lot of lack of educating themselves. You know, they have this I call it like taboo on them that soon, like Cherie said, soon they say, hey, I'm bisexual. They immediately identify as a sexual practice. You know, she's gonna leave me. She's gonna spend time with me. We're gonna do what we're gonna do. And then soon she leaves my house, she about to go be with Tom. No, it's about educating yourself. Also, it's about making sure whoever you are dating is very educated as well. You know, some people just like to have sex. They don't care who is with. That's
right.
Why you should put them in a category of being bisexual. They just want to have sex. They don't care if it's with whomever, however, whenever, you know. So I think that a lot of the negativity, the ignorance, comes from lack of education and not educating ourselves as a community. You know, my thing is live life and be free, you know. But I wanted to definitely get April in on this conversation. April, you still there? You kind of quiet.
Hello?
When April finished, Sheree made a point that I wanted to kind of speak on as well when April finished.
Well, I didn't start, so go ahead and make your point.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
So when she made her point, she said that she does take the time to wait. I think that's a good habit to have. First off, you want to make sure you know the person you're sharing yourself with, and you want to make sure you have a trust built in, because your body is sacred. Your body is special. You're giving this to someone, so why just give it to anyone? But when you said that you wait and you actually take the time to get to know the person, I think that's a good thing, especially if you're feeling judged at times when it comes to you being bisexual, because at least now they get to know you and they get to know the real you, because if you're not sleeping with me, then hopefully you're not sleeping with him, you know, or whatever. So they get a chance to know your sexual habits. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, Sheree, I definitely, Sheree, thank you for coming on the show and just giving some insight on how you feel about the situation. I appreciate you, sister. And I'm going to put you back in the queue, but don't hang up. You know, continue to be a supporter of Tico's Corner. And thank you a lot.
It's my pleasure. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, April. Now,
yes.
April, just you know, this may be a personal question, so you know, if I'm getting too personal, you know.
No, you know, I'm good, Tico.
Okay. Basically, my question is: have you ever dated a bisexual woman? And if not, would you? And if you wouldn't, why not?
I have dated a bisexual woman. In my earlier years, and I just learned that for me personally, and it could have just been the age group that I was dealing with when, you know, females sometimes aren't quite responsible enough to tell the truth about who they're dating, you know, when you're in your early 20s. I just made a choice for myself, for my boundaries, not to date bisexual women. But as I've gotten older, I've learned to appreciate the honesty that comes along and really learn what bisexuality is. And, not discriminate in a super negative way. Set my boundaries for myself, but at the same time, don't be completely set off, because you never know what a conversation could hold, because there are some very responsible people in the world. And that just, for me, is whether you're gay, straight, bisexual, it all kind of goes back to the same thing. It's the honesty, the communication, letting people choose, not taking away people's freedom, because you never know who you're going to be compatible with. You never know what their past is. You know, you just really need to make a choice that's good for you, but always, always make a choice that is logical and not giving someone a really negative view in your eye. Just make a choice not to deal with them, but you don't have to attach anything negative to it. You know, like I've made the choice based on my preference. I only like women, so I wouldn't date a man, but men aren't the outcasts of the earth to me. You know, I don't hate men. That's not why I date women. So I guess that's kind of how I feel about bisexuals. It may not be my thing personally, but neither is pink sometimes. So
now
it's okay.
Now my question to you before I let you go. I got a caller that's holding in the queue, actually. Now, when you say it's not your preference, I know you elaborated on it a little bit, but is there really a reason? Like, has something happened in the past where it just, you know,
for me,
the whole body, leaves a bad taste?
Oh, well, I don't really think anything specific happened. I just came to learn that I don't like sharing my woman with men. you know, I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be able to be in a relationship.
But that goes back to what we just was talking about. How when people say bisexual, first thing they think
No. If I were to come across someone that wanted that, you have to be fair because I have to accept people for who they are. So if she were to tell me that, I know for me, if it's an open and honest person and they tell me that about themselves, then they're going to also express how they live their life. You know, some don't have a desire when they're one sex or the other. I have friends who, if they're dating a girl, they don't want a guy. But then I also know some people who, like you said, they just like sex. So it really just depends on the conversation. But for me, I just learned early on that I personally can't deal with that. Even if they aren't in that moment, I don't know. Maybe that's an area I may need to delve in just for myself and figure out why, but I don't think that
That's very interesting because one thing I definitely believe in is that most of us are bisexual in a sense because a lot of lesbians have slept with men in the past.
Right.
So you may meet a woman, she's a lesbian, however, she maybe 5 or even 2 years ago, she slept with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing.
I think
that's
a different category for me. I guess what I'm referencing is if I were to meet you and you voice to me that I'm attracted to women and men, and that's the scenario I'm speaking in.
Okay.
Of course, there are a whole lot of different ones, and everyone's different. But for me, typically, if someone says that, that's like you're saying, yeah, back in the day, I have a son, he's 16, so at some point I experienced time with a man, too. But, like, at this stage in my life, I've been gay fully for quite a few years. So it would all depend on the people, how compatible they are with each other, and what level. Because if you're telling someone you're bisexual, then that means you're ready to disclose some things that are, typically pretty private, you know. So I just think that if we were speaking of it in a text of, like, right now, in this moment, what have you been doing for the past 10 years of your life? You know, that kind of thing. That's my perspective because there are different levels. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring in my caller, you guys. I'm quite sure Mr. Kenneth has probably some questions and also some comments. So I'm going to bring Kenneth on. Give me 1 second here. Hey, Kenneth, welcome to Tico's Corner. Do you have any questions or you just have a couple comments?
I really don't have a question, and I only have, like, one comment. I guess it might be formed in a question. I don't know. I heard a couple of people say things like, you know, they feel like when they inform someone that they are bisexual, it automatically goes to a – they feel that the other person's mind goes to a place of their sexual praxis. My thing is – I'm trying to word this correctly. In my mind, I don't – if someone tells me, first of all, I have no problem with anybody doing anything. My best friend happens to be bisexual. But as far as me and what I feel goes through people's minds sometimes, and I feel that sometimes bisexual men and women kind of get on the defensive because they're tired of hearing – they're tired of feeling a certain way or feeling ostracized – is that for me, when I go into a relationship, I try to do risk management before I go into a relationship, meaning that I'm trying to already make sure that we're compatible enough to where I'm not going to be going through the breakup foolishness in 3 months. And so when someone informs you that they are bisexual, sometimes I feel it goes through the back of people's minds of, especially if you're looking for longevity, and I don't mean, you know, some people say longevity in 5 years is longevity for them. I mean that we're going to be buried next to each other type situation. You think in the back of your mind, or at least I do, if a man comes in and tells me he's bisexual, is it worth me getting in a relationship with you because I know that for me, I'm not sharing, period. And if there ever comes a time where you do want to be with a female, there's nothing I can do for you. Honey, listen, I am the fiercest thing up in drag, so I promise you I am. I still cannot play the part of a woman. So for me, and I know that other people, other gay and straight men that I've spoken to, is not necessarily that we're thinking, oh, yeah, you're going to sleep with me, and next week you want to be with Sally Jesse Raphael or whoever you want to be with. But it's more of 4 or 5 years down the road, when things start to settle and things start to become rote, are you now going to want to get something that I honestly cannot give you for a woman?
So, and then, let me ask you this, Kevin. So is your issue, because I'm listening, and Mika, correct me if I'm wrong, is your issue more of a rejection? Because if you're saying that if your mate, if your boyfriend at the time, or, you know, he disclosed that he is bisexual, in your mind, you feel that it's nothing. You couldn't compare to a woman. So at that point, are you feeling rejected, and is that the reason why you're not accepting his sexual orientation?
It's not that I'm feeling rejected. It's that you've, in all honesty, I'm feeling relieved because you've told me something that I need to know. Because it's just like, for instance, there's no purpose in me getting into a relationship with a man who does not like to travel. Because there's something that I need from you that you're not going to give me because it's not in your personality. No fault of mine, no fault of yours. So why get into a relationship with that? Not why, but in the back of my head, it's going to be, do I want to get into a relationship with a person who, with all, there's a strong possibility that you will want to be with a woman, whether it's for one night, 1 month, whatever, that possibility will arise. And I know that for me, I do not do open relationships. I don't share in any regard. So the thing is,
I think you're making a great point, and I'm just going to speak on two things real quick. I feel that we all should identify our preferences and our boundaries when it comes to relationships. You know what you want, you know what you don't want. You can't go into any relationship, regardless of what it is, whether it's, like you said, a traveling thing, bisexuality, whatever, that you cannot change that person. You always want to go into a relationship knowing that you can't change that person. So if they don't have what you want in the beginning, then they may not have what you want in the end. However, on top of that, we don't know what anyone is going to do in the relationship. We hope, we have faith, we trust that they're not going to cheat and bring someone else in. That person may not bring in a woman. That person could bring in a man. You don't know that. But so I think sometimes we can't close ourselves off so much by saying, well, you know, I don't share. Well, of course you don't share, but just because you don't share doesn't mean that you can't be with someone who has identified as bisexual. It shouldn't pigeonhole it so much, because you can cut yourself off from the wrong person. You know, that could be the person that would give you the best ever in your life. And you could choose a gay male who will cheat on you, but that bisexual person probably didn't even have a thought to cheat on you. So you don't know what will happen. You just hope, you have faith, and you trust. And if you have that trust, if you've built up that trust and that communication, that relationship, that is what matters more so than their actual preference. And that's just my little opinion on that.
Well, I believe that we attract who and what we are. So if you feel like you are attracting people who are not trustworthy and are not being honest and are hiding things, and you're fearful all the time, like, that's exactly what you're going to bring to you. So it boils down to being the best person who you can be, and the greatest act of courage is allowing yourself to be vulnerable. And that is scary, but in order for a relationship to really thrive, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable in some way at some point.
at some point. I totally agree.
I don't agree with that, which I don't know. I really don't agree with that one part, because I remember she said that the last time, and I still disagree. Like it, you can't say that because of what somebody else is putting out. If you have somebody that is completely honest from day one and identifies one way, and then they come home to a surprise, they've given out no, they haven't cheated, they haven't looked outside the relationship. So it's like saying that you push that person to be a cheater. Is to me kind of what I keep taking from that comment. And I don't understand that. I don't get that.
Why do you feel like you push somebody to be a cheater? Because I don't understand that comment.
Well, because what she said was is that when whatever you're putting out is what you attract. And so she's saying that if you're dealing with people that are dishonest, it's because you're giving out dishonest vibes. And I'm saying that I don't believe that that is true. Because if you have people that are not giving out dishonest vibes, and they have those people that are, because what I'm trying to get done in this conversation is that we don't just look at everything from one side of it. You know, that there are two sides, and there are people that do go through things from the other side of stuff. And so I want to make sure that we're getting it from every side, not just, everybody's dishonest.
I agree with that. I just feel like you can't define your relationship based on because of someone's sexual preference, they're going to cheat on you. That does not mean that. What it means is that you have trust issues that you're not working on. You have communication issues that you're not working on. And if you're not willing to work through your relationship, because anyone can cheat, it doesn't have to be because you're bisexual, you're going to cheat. That is what I'm making in reference to that.
Yeah, I would like to make reference to Kelly's comment too when she said, you know, what you attract. Hey, how she's explaining that said that if you're being honest, you're being loyal, and the person still cheats, it doesn't mean that you have a cheating spirit. It means that you could be doing something in other parts of your life, and that's why you're attracting.
I don't think it has to do with being bisexual.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with being
bisexual.
No,
I knew it wasn't bisexual related. It was just when we had this conversation the last time she had brought it up, and I was like, we didn't get it, you know, clarified. So, you know, like I say, this time, like, you know, I get it, though.
Well,
it has
nothing to do with you attracting a bisexual person that's being unhonest. When you are attracting like-minded
just
or individuals,
no.
it's something else that you are doing in your life. It does not mean in your relationship. You could be dishonest at work.
Right.
You said that's the spirit that you have. That doesn't mean in your sexual preference that you being dishonest.
Right.
I agree with that.
I do believe there's a certain energy in the universe that, you know, you can attract to you based on the energy that you're giving out. Now, I don't always feel like you're going to always attract what you are, because sometimes if you believe in the universe, if you have a source, your source will send you someone that can be your counterpart, that can help you grow and make you better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't even, and it's so funny that every time I say that, people always think cheating. I wasn't saying cheating, and I wasn't thinking cheating. I will give my own little backstory. When I was 19 years old, I got into a relationship with someone, and it was the best relationship I've ever been in my life, God rest his soul. When I was 23, he cheated. He cheated with a man. I had a decision to make. Was I done, or was I going to work through it? And it was a religious thing, and it took me a year to decide that I was going to work through it and so on and so forth. But part of that being able to work through it is I know, at least for me, in the realm that I am in, can't no man compare to me. And could not no man do for my man what I could do for my man, because I knew that was my man given to me by God at that time. So what I'm saying is, in getting a relationship with a bisexual person, I cannot compare
to a woman because there's something that a woman can give that I cannot give, and it's not necessarily a vagina. I consider myself more feminine, and I'm quite proud of it, but as feminine as I am, I cannot give a female spirit when a man wants a connection with a female spirit. So that's what I'm saying is sometimes, a lot of times, just like what happened, bisexual people think that we're thinking they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat. But when you get to a certain level where cheating ain't the worst thing that could happen in a relationship, because there's different levels to it, sometimes you're thinking, if he or she wants what I cannot give. Because when you go into a relationship, you have to, a real relationship, you have to open yourself completely to another person. And I can't remember who said it, but it's always been said, no one can hurt you more than the person who holds your heart. So you have to think about it. If I know that I'm the type of person that I do not share that whatever, whatever, and I know that I love this person and I'm falling for this person, but this person has disclosed to me that they are bisexual, I still have to factor in that probability, no matter how small it is, that there could come a day, because me, as a homosexual man, I don't know what it is to be attracted to a woman, and I don't know what it is to be bisexual, so I don't know how that logistics works out, and there's no way you can explain it to me. So in my mind, I have to factor in, there's a probability that this man may make up one day, and it just might pop down in his spirit, and he might not act on it at that moment. And I'm not saying he might not necessarily cheat. He may come to me and tell me, I need to be with a woman. I need this, whether it's a day, a month, or you leaving, I need to be with a woman. I have to factor that in.
Well, that goes back to people knowing their boundaries and their preferences.
I mean, I understand that, but what I'm saying is sometimes that's where people are coming from when they may be hesitant to start a relationship or to even consider, just because that's in the back of your mind.
Right.
And it's not always about cheating.
But I still don't think it's just bisexuality covered.
No, it's not
that's
just
life.
Bisexuality.
Yeah, that's the
and
thing.
And I understand
that
what
could
you're
be
saying.
Anyone.
I don't think it should be even tagged as a description because it's all very human behavior. You know?
Yeah.
There's
and I'm not a doctor, but, you know. I just think that it makes sense to just practice having good morals and values and keeping things direct and to the point. That way no one's ever confused. And even if you don't get the results you wanted, at least you were honest and your integrity is
right.
Good. That's it.
Right.
That's all you can go with. What else do you go with?
Right. Well, KK, Kenneth, thank you for coming on air. Thank you for being a supporter for Tico's Corner. I'm going to put you back in the queue, you know, continue to hold on. We got about 20 minutes left on the air. I actually scheduled this show a little bit longer than most of my shows because I know it will be a topic a lot of people will have insight on.
Hey, Tico.
Hey, I know you got to go, Kelly. Thank you for coming
yes,
on.
Yes, I have to go, but I wanted to thank you for inviting me to be on the call. And I really appreciate all of the comments and being on with such an articulate and conscientious group of people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let everybody know how they can find you on Facebook and your show on Saturdays.
Yes, my page on Facebook is Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime, and you can stop by and like my page, and I always have the updates for the upcoming shows. We're learning about chakras right now, and we meditate every week, so I hope you'll tune in.
Tune in, people. It works. Trust me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Bye.
Good
Kelly.
Night.
Thank you, Kelly. All right. So that was Kelly Prime. Her show is awesome, guys. Y'all like, oof. Yeah.
If you don't know how to meditate, and meditation is a must for people. A lot of people don't want to get in tune with that. But I'm telling you, just 10 minutes a day meditating, you'll be amazed how you clear your mind and just your spirit. Okay, so, Mika, a lot of things, you know, was pretty much said. And I just want to try to close the show up because we got about 20 minutes here. I kind of want to just go through all the guests and just give your closing remarks and your opinion on everything that you basically heard tonight. And I'm going to start with my co-host, KB.
All right. First of all, I really love how this topic continues to grow and elevate. Each time, you know, it's been on, it's grown. I learned a lot this time around, answered a whole lot of questions that I had beforehand. Ms. Meek, I am going to need a couple of sessions, so make sure after this you let me know what the price range is. Get with me, let me know if my insurance cover that. April, once again, I thank you for coming on and having such, and having that, giving that voice to the other side of it, you know, those masculine lesbians and what the people that are sitting at home, you know, are actually thinking, not just what they should be thinking, but like what they're actually going through. So I definitely appreciate you for, you know, getting that out and about. So, but yeah, but besides that, I learned a lot, and I'm glad. I think you're probably going to have to do a part four and probably extend this on a little bit more. So we can kind of get in a little bit deeper.
Okay. April?
Oh, yeah. This was great. You know, I always love talking with you over the phone and the radio, whatever. I just love the good balance that this show brought to reality. It wasn't hostile. It was a chance to have dialogue. And that's what I love about your show, is because your show opens up dialogue that people are afraid to address. They shouldn't be, but they are. And I love that you enlighten people. You don't just put things on the air that sound fancy. I really, really love your connection with this whole movement. And I appreciate you having me. I really feel honored to be amongst such bright minds that think with logic. Whether we agree or not agree, there's still logic there. So I really enjoyed this topic. It really was needed. It needed to be discussed, and I'm excited about all of us continuing to join forces.
All right. Give everybody your information on how they can be a part of your movement and how they can find you as well.
Okay. I have a website. It is just a circulation for you to go. You can order my book there. You can email me there. You can talk to me. I do talk to people back when I get emails. I like connecting with individuals so that I know that you do exist. My website is A-D, as in dog, Whittington, Whittington. You can find me on Twitter there as well. A lot of people are on Instagram, but with Distinguished Masculinity, it is for masculine-identified women and trans men. It is about bringing unity to a platform that is often overlooked. It's not about being fancy. It is about all of us working together because we all have the same common ground, period. It doesn't matter how different it appears. We're still all masculine identified, and we're still all trans men. That we all come from the same place. So if anyone can visit the website, dmevolution.com, drop me an email there. Your thoughts are important to me. I just think it is important that when you have a strong voice, you make other people comfortable to use their voice. That just makes us a bigger force, and there's no reason for any of us to go in different directions, away from each other. So that's what I'm here for. If you want to find me, hit my website. My phone number is 864-517-9094. You can call or text me if you have ideas for the movement or something you want to see. Thank you, Kiko, for always being supportive. I appreciate you. Thank you, man.
Thank you. It's a blessing to have you in my life, man. Like I said, I always, from day one, I've always looked up to you. And I just thank you for your guidance as well. You can drop off the line. Hold on if you want. I know you're tired, bro. I know, you know, you took some time out to come on. And I really appreciate you.
I love it. But I definitely will catch up with you later. Everyone else, thank you for your evening. It was great.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later, bro.
All right. Bye.
Peace out.
All right, Mika. So, your input on everything. Everything is everything.
That's the last.
Well, I really just enjoyed being a part of the show tonight. I am definitely an advocate for healthy, long-lasting relationships in the LGBT community. So whether you're bisexual, transgender, lesbian, gay, whatever, that is my goal with Intimate. And it's Intimate Consulting. And Intimate Consulting is I-N-T-O-M-A-T-E. It's a play on words because my goal is to help you be into your mate, learning how to develop a great relationship with the person you have decided to spend your life with. And that's what I do at my practice. I have a business here in Atlanta, Georgia, so I see clients face-to-face. I see clients on the phone. Well, I talk with them on the phone if they're out of state or via Uvu or Skype. That's how I provide my services. And then I do a conference, a monthly conference call every month, every second Monday of the month, 10 p.m. Eastern, with Renair Admin in New York. So we do this conference call. It's for the LGBT community relationships. It's basically like a group chat. And we just chat about different topics. Our topic this month was boundaries. So some of the things we talked about tonight, we talked about that evening. And then we're talking about communication next month. And then I also do the G-Spot on with Mika Wright every Saturday on Brunch in the Basement with Javon on Blog Talk Radio. And that is where I discuss more of the intimacy issues or concerns that may come up in relationships. That's every Saturday from 11 to 1.
Oh, let me put that in my calendar.
I'm going to have to. That's Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, that sounded
like
the title sounded like it was interesting.
I got some boundaries I need to overcome. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you, Mika. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I just appreciate it as well. And I just want to give my website. My website is www.mekarae.com. And is it KD or KB?
KB.
Oh, okay. You can go on there and view my prices. You can view all that I do. I'm kind of doing a lot right now. I also host sex and sensuality seminars. Every,
you say what?
Well, different places.
You said that kind of fast. Slow that down.
Sex. Sex and sensuality seminars. And these seminars, we discuss sex. And when we talk about bisexuality being taboo, that is one of the things that I like to talk about, those types of things that are taboo in when it comes to sex, period. And that's what I do with sex and sensuality. We talk about being confident in who you are sexually as a person, the things that you want to do, being confident in things that you want to do in the bedroom, and learning how to please yourself, what pleases you, and how to share that with other people. And I definitely want to touch on bisexuality in one of those seminars. So this is a good forum.
Well, make sure when you do your show in the basement, tag me, tag anything that you're doing, tag me so I can definitely help promote you, and I'll maybe have to bring you back for just, you know, one-on-one with Mika Ray, you know, anything. So definitely tag me on so I can help you promote yourself. And thank you, sis. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Oh, and an air high five to being accessible like that. That air high five through the phone for that Skyping right there.
High five to you.
Yeah, have a personal party as soon as this is over with. Take 2 minutes and have a personal party to yourself for that idea. You the bomb.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that, you know, it's working.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. We have some great, great, great guests tonight, and KB as well. Thank you for always, you know, having my back, partner. I just want to send out a shout to Kappa Omicron for covering all of Back to Us Radio airtime. They are our sponsors. If you want to become a sponsor for Back to Us Radio or help in or, you know, have any music that you would like to do, if you have any type of promotions, you know, hit us up on Facebook. We definitely promote people within the communities inside the community. So it's not just gay communities, it's all communities. Also, this marks our 130th show. This is our one-year anniversary. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. We've been on the air for 1 year, and it's a very humble experience that we have touched so many, many lives. I'm trying not to get teary-eyed. Okay, and also tomorrow we have Reggie that comes on, our comedian. Reggie has a comedian show that comes on tomorrow on the Back to Us Radio Network at 8 Eastern Time. Also, if you want to know what hosts and what shows that they have on, find us on Back to Us Facebook or backtousnetwork.com. Each day we have a different host and a different show with different topics. Also, if you're going to be in the Dallas area, come out and see your boy in Dallas, April 12th, for Sometimes It Snows in Atlanta, a production by Lorinda Brown. It's going to be a great play. Big ups to the Positive Scribe production family. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or my website, or Facebook. Everything is Tico Davis, T-E-K-O, like knocking it out. Davis.com, T-E-K-O Instagram, Tico Davis Instagram, Tico Davis Twitter. People, my job here is to uplift, educate, and give resources to the community inside the community. Love one another, be kind to one another, help each other, and be that voice to someone when they need someone. I love you all. Until next time, me and KB, we out. Hey.
We out this thing.
Radio Network. Back to Us Radio Network. You know, find us on Facebook. Find Tico Davis. You can find KB, too. She probably tagged in some of my posts. She ain't dropped none of her information yet, but okay.
Because I'll be hiding. I don't know these people, Tico. They could be trying to get credit cards and information. It's 2014, Tico. I'll be hiding. Yeah. Can't find me, player.
Well, thanks, man, for coming out. Until next time, y'all, peace and love. We out.
We out.
Feel it all. The way you look at me.
Really,
Remember that time that
you make me feel it
all? We talked all night. That thing we never said before.
He called on a Tuesday, now on a Wednesday, sweet music. That's when we lay breezy like the summer day. Classify passion inside us, unknown to the world around us. Oh, that's the thrill, the thrill, the thrill.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.